Blog Talk Radio.
Once you start it.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, 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 everybody. Here it is. Friday Junior. Mm-hmm. This is our Friday Junior edition of the show. We're happy to be here with you. And actually, our weather, what were we today? Pretty...
No, it's like a little...
Nothing.
86, 87, 88, somewhere. I'm trying to know where you were.
We're pushing 90 this weekend, I guess.
You should have said those high 90 down there. Yeah. No, we're on the mild start to the summer, and I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, we're not going to complain because once we get to August.
Well, we've had wicked Junes, too. Really wicked. I'm very happy with it.
So anyway, glad you're with us. Yes, indeed. Glad to have our blog talkers who come to us from all around the globe. So happy to have you all. Some of you, it's very late where you are. And even with our Facebookers who are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, many of you, it's very late for you as well. So that's why you get special shout outs from Jimbo during the show because, you know, you're giving up some sleep time to be with us. And we so appreciate that. So I want to remind everybody, no tarot, no oracle cards, no any other system that's out there. Strictly using ordinary playing cards, which I'm showing to our Facebook audience right now. So anyway, I would like you all to be aware that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your questions when you call. Or if we turn to Facebook, which we often do, to when we have a slow, you know, time on the with the phone, then we'll turn to you. And every person will get a full 24-card layout. It's my preferred way. Others just kind of fire off some cards. That's cool. It works for them. For me, I prefer the full 24-card layout. It shows many aspects pertaining to your life. And I like that very much. So with that said, I have to now turn you over to Mr. Magnificent himself, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Another reminder for everybody is that if you're international, let us know that you're international, where you're from, and we'll hail to you live and give you kudos. Like, we go, we got, first we'll hit the UK invasion, the British invasion first. We got Terry Sue, we got Louise, we got Marie all in the UK. And actually, Sophia is actually in Dublin, in Ireland herself.
Yes, I believe she's off visiting her brother.
So we got a whole bunch of people from Europe here today with us. Yes, indeed, and yes. And then us domestic folks that don't get special shout-outs, but hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. 515-602-9676. Let's do that again. 515-602-9676. Say it twice. That is the number to call in to get your free reading on Psychic Love Doctor Show. Now, when you call in, and I tested it, so it's good. When you call in, you hear a message basically saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. I listened to our show. We're good. There you go, that carbonation burps again. It's almost not carbonated. It's so light, but it makes me burn.
Does beer do that to you, too?
No, it doesn't. It don't make any goddamn sense.
No?
I mean, it doesn't unless I chug it. And you know, when you chug beer, you get gulp a lot of air. That's when it does.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Anyway, that's the deal. You're on hold. You hear the show. Everything's cool. You hear nothing. That's bad. Call. Hang up. Call back. That's the name of that ticket. Silence is not a good thing. Word up on that, dogs. Facebookers, we will see what we can do to turn to you. Yesterday was alternate Wednesday, so it won't be quite as frequent as it was on a Wednesday, but we'll see what we can do for you. Nick, I have almost talked about everything except the harp sound. On our show, it has a couple meanings. One is that your reading with Deborah is done. It's done. It's not like almost done. It's got to be done. We got folks. We don't want to leave anybody. We want to try to get everybody we can before the show's up. And the second meaning of that harps is that there's going to be a single angel card that you'll get read to you before you are put back on hold or before you go to Facebook. Tonight's flavor, we are going to use the king of the decks, Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. So that's what card you'll get. We'll give you a single card reading. Won't take long, and then we'll
go back to the next caller. And tomorrow night is Rebel card. But
it
I
is.
Wonder if people, men, and some women, I guess, who are named Michael. Remember, there was Michael Learned from Little House on the Prairie. I wonder if they feel the power in the name of Michael.
I bet they don't.
Yeah, I bet they don't either.
I bet they don't. It is, you know what? It is just a name.
It is,
you know. So.
Well, Catherine the Great, maybe she feels pretty special. Probably other Catherines, too. There's
probably a lot of, every name probably has somebody famous attached to it, just about, unless it's some of those new modernized, stupid-ass names they make up now. But, yeah, if it's a name that goes back into the biblical times and even before that, like Alexander, that's Alexander the Great.
Alexander.
Yes, so. All right. Let us do this.
All right, let's get moving here.
Show on the road, first caller, 775. You are caller numero uno. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello, my friends. How are you?
Hi, Miss Wendy.
I figured it was, but I hate to assume.
We knew it was you.
If I would have thought it was her, then it wouldn't have been. So, yeah. All right, go ahead, Wendy.
Hi.
Welcome.
We're glad to have you, hon.
Yes, caller number one
well,
again.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. And I believe I have real good news. My attorney, Kevin, called me this morning. And he said that he and Eddie have looked at this situation regarding that bad agency, and they said if necessary they will step in. Yes,
uh-oh.
Did you hear me?
Well, you cut out when you were about to tell us the good info. You cut out.
You said,
"Oh,
they
can you hear me?"
Yeah,
we can hear you, but we cut out like the last part of that sentence that you were telling us.
Okay. Well, what I said was that my attorneys have notified me regarding that horrible agency. They said if necessary, they will step in.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
I wonder what they deem as necessary,
mm-hmm.
if necessary.
Well, what they deem as necessary is they just want me to have a conversation regarding the billing, which is way out of line. And then, remember, they're trying to bill me for 2 days where no care was received.
Yep.
And the owner is saying, well, I think you know the story. But anyway, I've told them that I will pay every day where care was received, and that due to the negligence of that other caregiver, I refuse care on the 19th and the 22nd, and I'm being supported by my attorneys. All they said was have a conversation with the agency, and if they still will not let up, then they will step in. And I think it's great news, don't you?
Oh, yes. I
absolutely,
agree.
Yeah. It's good to know that you have legal.
Definitely.
Legal backing you up.
So what would you like me to
reading time. What do you like?
Yeah.
So regarding the 19th and the 22nd, will my attorneys have to step in? And if so, will this agency back down, and then I will pay every day that I receive care? Does my question make sense?
Yeah, it does to me. I'm not the card reader.
Fine.
Yeah. So pretty much, big picture, when she talks to them, are they going to say, oh, whoa, and succumb and not push it? Or is she going to have to get her legal folks involved? And if she does get legal folks involved, what does that look like? Or either, yeah, so it's an outcome. So a lot of times she might not be able to hammer out the details, but she could tell you that ultimately you'll be happy, and that's kind of telling you the details almost, right?
Oh, yes, and just even saying the word, my attorney,
yep,
carries such clout.
It does. If you have to get to that,
yeah,
you know, then
you're
going to
be like, whoa.
They start getting kind of like, it's like, I've already talked to my attorney. They said, if you guys aren't going to play ball, that I'll just call them, and then I can step back and let them hammer fuck you, so to speak.
Well,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Hammer time.
So will this turn out in my favor now that my attorneys are willing to step up to the plate?
Well, the cards are down.
Yes. I really think it's probably going to take at least a threat from you that they're going to come in and, you know, shake that little office up there to do what's right.
Sure. You can even, you know, say here, you can even tell them the law firm so they know that you're not spewing.
Yeah. Books. And then I do feel it'll get settled.
And you know what? I will discuss it with Claire, and if she stands firm, then I would.
Yep.
I'm not going to really even mention my attorneys. I'm just going to say, I will end the conversation, and I'll say I will pay every day that care was rendered, and I've got to go. That's what I'm going to do, and then I'll turn it over to my attorneys.
Yep. No,
well, that's your call.
I agree.
You want to play that angle.
I think that you're taking very good strategy here.
All right. And my new agency starts on Saturday at 12 to 120. Is it going to be a happy day? Will I like the caregiver?
Wow. Oh, I think so. Absolutely. I do.
Well, I guess you'll have to let us know how that goes after Saturday, too. All right. We got to pick up here. We got to give you your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card.
Yeah.
Subject is, be a light to others. You have a powerful message to share. Shine your light on the world so that others can learn from you. And it might be about this, all this experience and stuff. When you're done and finally settled and you don't have to push people or get the button, you might be able to help other people, you know, that are going through the same similar crap, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You could say, hey, I understand. Here's what I did, you know. And people like to know that they have hope and they're getting pushed around by it.
I think that they especially prey on those who are not one-on-one with their own bills and nobody's watching.
One-on-one, or they just don't have maybe necessary, because it takes a lot to get your nerve up to start that kind of battle. Some people just don't have it in them anymore. So, all right, well, thank you very much, Wendy.
Yes, Wendy, good luck to you.
Good luck to you, and you know where to find us.
Yes.
Thank you both. God bless. Next call, I hope it's a celebration call.
Oh,
or at least it's in the right, even if it goes in the right direction.
Yes. Blessings to you, my dear.
Good luck.
Yes.
All right.
She does have this very nice voice.
Oh, absolutely. She does. You're right. Yeah, she could do radio or something.
I know. It's so sweet.
All right. We are going to area code 703 in our own Commonwealth of the Virginia. Welcome, 703.
Hello there. Is this?
Hello.
Well, there she is. There's Andrea.
Yeah, I have some good news.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I need some good news. What you got?
Do you? So, I had an interview today. It was for the Department of Family Services. I wasn't really thrilled about going on the interview because I had to take time off from work. So,
right.
I went. We had the Zoom interview, and they asked me all kinds of questions. I didn't really feel good about it. So, I'm just like, okay, whatever. It only lasted 15 minutes. They said it lasts like an hour. So, literally 15 minutes after we were all said and done, they called me to come for an in-person interview next week.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, that is great. That is.
I was like, what?
That is one hurdle that has been cleared in the interview process.
And having been such a shortened interview, it seems like they saw and they heard exactly what they needed.
Sure, and they probably tell everybody set aside an hour.
Oh, probably.
You know, and maybe for them it's good they set aside an hour. Then, hey, they got one in 15 minutes. They got 45 minutes to kill. Until the next one, they can turn
around.
Well,
and if somebody comes in with a stutter, it might mean the hour.
Or they figure, all right, now we got 45 minutes. Let's go grab a bite.
Well,
I
think it's because I can relate to their program because, you know, I was adopted. I don't know if I was adopted. And trying to find my biological father and going through records and the county and the Department of Social Services and all that. So I said, you know, I can relate to this because I had to do the same thing for myself. So, you know, you got to put yourself in the other shoes and I had a little, you know, and I was like, I'm like, ooh, kind of thing, you know. So, and to that, I mean, literally got a phone call. I was like, wow.
Well, I'm really, really happy for
question.
You. Question. Yeah.
What is your question?
Oh, yeah. What would you like me to look at?
Oh, no, no. I don't know. It wasn't really a question. I was just like, what, you know, like, what happened? Do you think, this job will be mine, or do you still think something else will come
through? There you go. We were looking for you to lead into
That's
your
a
question.
Weird sound.
That is a weird sound. Sounds like a phone thing. It is what it is. All right, so she wants to know if she sees that it's going in the right direction. She wants to know what the cards see. Always a good question.
Or the other one that I had this Monday.
Well, I honestly believe you are getting closer all the time to what will be a good fit, real good fit for you.
You are the queen of interviews.
Wait, I can't. You could write a book on that.
But it's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. You know, the more you do, the odds go up that you're going to land the better one. This stupid thing, I tell you.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Well, that's burping.
Uh-oh.
It must be psychological.
It's a manly man thing.
Man. Everybody know what show that is?
No.
UK folks don't. And they don't care.
Oh, man? No.
Two and a half.
Come
on, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to know that the job that is right for you is going to provide you with such wonderful new friends. I think this job is really, I'm in line for you, this one that you just interviewed for.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to discount the other one yet either, you know, from before.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. So right now I think that you are kind of neck and neck with your own situation. You know, you could go one way, you could go the other. But that's better odds than, you know, it's all out there flapping in the breeze. So, yeah, I think that you're going to end up precisely where you are supposed to be. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So things are progressing for both right now, possibly.
Oh, and you're going to love the work.
Choices are good.
I feel they're going to love you, too.
The one that she had today?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Remember she had one a few days ago.
Yeah, so the county. It's with the county of Leesburg, so they have great benefits, great all kinds of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, that is true. That when they do usually hook you up with the benefits, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And job security is usually pretty good, too. So, all right. Your Archangel Michael card. Open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth.
Like it. Love it.
Love it every minute of it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well,
my interview is next Friday. I'll let you know how it goes after
That makes sense with all the big 4th of July stuff coming up.
Yeah.
I could see they would kick it off to Friday in case people take extra days.
Yeah.
Roger that.
Yeah.
Okay, hon. Take care.
Okay, okay. Have a nice holiday.
Yes. Same thing to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
When is that?
Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah. 4th of July.
All right. We're going to keep on in area code 520.
Hey. You guys. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
We're just plugging along here, plugging along.
Yeah. Are you getting better?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to get an MRI. I'm waiting for them to schedule me. I've worked real hard to try and get that MRI. It's really tough to get in, and I think I might be getting in soon. So I'll be more relieved to have the MRI because sometimes I'm in such...
An MRI on what part of your body?
If we can ask.
it's on my left side, and I just need, I'm in a lot of pain, a lot of pain. So I'm waiting, and we'll see. It's like 3 weeks after the accident.
That happens. God, time is flying.
I know.
Every day my little toe gets closer into that grave. Yes, it does.
Well, time is a funnel. When we're young, we're at the top of the funnel where, oh, my gosh, remember how long it took to get through a year of school? It took forever. And as we got older, we're going further and further down the funnel. And now we're kind of in that little spout at the end, and everything is speeding up. Everything. So, yeah. Not that anybody needed me to explain all that. Okay. Terry Sue is leaving us. So good night, Terry Sue.
Good night, Terry Sue.
You've got weight training in 6 hours.
So when you get, you know, yeah.
You get your rest there, my dear.
You got to go night.
Go night.
So, Lisa, did you ever toss out a question, or are you just looking for, like, your checkup type thing?
I'm looking for a checkup type thing. Thank you. We're probably going to go out to a neighborhood coffee that we've gone to before. We haven't been out like in 3 weeks. We haven't been out.
Is that tomorrow?
Morning. And so we've been doing is just oriented toward this, you know, what occurred, like me picking him up from the hospital, that kind of thing. Or, you know, it's just been that kind of thing. But anyway, it seems good between us. I mean, it does seem good. I don't know what can pick up. He said he might come and sleep here tonight. That's up to him. He sleeps more comfortably here, he said. So,
good.
Interesting.
We'll see.
International shout-out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots. We have a very, very big British invasion, obviously.
You know, this hasn't happened in a very long time.
Sophia's
but
not
I'm
in Britain.
What happened?
No, I'm just saying Sophia technically is not in Britain. She's in Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, she's on vacation.
I know. I'm just saying she's not in Britain.
She's on holiday.
Last time
I
said that
UK-Britain
thing. They almost sent out a hit squad on
me. I was saying that ordinarily I would have continued to lay out. I absolutely did not like the three cards that came out. I felt that they were.
Wait, how does that work? Because I'm not the person that puts the cards on. You just say I don't like these cards.
Yeah.
Well, really? Can I do that in life too?
I'm the master of my own universe. Remember?
But remember, these cards aren't creating a future. They're just giving people insight and a snapshot from like a Polaroid, right?
Okay, let's go back to numbers. Number one is unity. Number two is opposition. Okay, it's a yin-yang. It's male, female, all of that.
What's the point of this?
And I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Number three is creation. I had three cards there.
Okay.
They were in the process of creating, and I didn't like what was being created. So I am...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. Don't even want to put any energy behind the words. Okay.
Oh, that's a different. I guess I could see that. But I'll say because just because you put three cards on. Because otherwise, if I was doing cards, I would keep doing cards on. So I saw three cards. I said I was winning the lottery, basically.
Well, if they were good ones, that'd be different. But I didn't like the. I didn't believe in the message. Remember, that's the title of my book, The Message. I didn't believe in the message.
I have never read the book.
Out.
Hmm? I've never read it.
I don't think you should advertise that.
No, I'm not saying being a dick. I'm just saying, actually, she did that after I played with cards. That was something after I played with cards. That's why I'm not saying, like, I don't like your bet. I'm just saying, if that would have been around, she gave me, like, a non-published material to teach myself. Like the stuff she's going to do with the school and stuff. That book wasn't around that way back when I was doing that.
It wouldn't interest you anyway.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, what she gave me was good stuff. I was going to say the bad word, but she's wants me to cut down on my bad words. So
I think so. And you know, the thing
is, mommy.
If I wrote a book about linear algebra or chemistry, not everybody's going to read that. I wouldn't read it.
Even people that are good at that aren't going to read that. I am good at math, and I aced chemistry every time I've taken it, but I ain't going to read a book about it on my own. No! That would only be for homework.
Only? Yeah.
International shout out to Rachel on the other side of the globe in the land down under in Australia. Welcome.
There she is.
It's morning time for her.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel jealous of
that. Yeah, it is kind of.
She says that.
It is because, that depends, I guess.
Okay, for Lisa, she's waiting with bated breath.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I always want to know what that means because, first of all, how's it spelled?
B-A-C-E-D?
Then that's not like bait, like on a hook.
No.
So that's different. So I don't know what that word means.
Good morning, Rachel. I hope you slept well, darling. Okay, Lisa, I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to probably say you're off your rocker.
You're full of poo-poo.
There's a couple that you and he know, and the man is very interested in getting a thing going with your neighbor. But he's with a woman. I think you're even married. Okay.
Well, that's not that uncommon. I mean,
check and see if he has pineapples or flamingos on his shirt or his jewelry.
But if everybody knows that, I'm not going to want to do that in front of women.
Well, that's the signal.
He doesn't want somebody else to see the signal that he doesn't want to see the signal either.
Oh, it is baited. Well, which way does it spell? In great suspense. Thank you, Catherine. Very anxiously or excitedly.
Well,
people think you don't learn anything.
Well, we kind of knew that, what it meant, but we didn't know how that thing was derived, is what I'm saying. We kind of knew. Baited breath.
Thank you.
Like, you can't wait.
She is our research specialist.
That didn't answer any of my questions, except the spelling.
Yeah. So I just want you to be aware. This guy has actually been hovering in these cards. And I see the difference.
No.
Nothing has happened yet. But I really think the married guy would like to have some hanky-panky with your neighbor.
God.
Arr, I wish I'll get the pirate in the butt.
But don't let it, put you in despair. I'm just giving you inside information. Now you can start watching the moves that people make.
Do you think the neighbor would be interested?
No, and I'm not seeing that at all. I think your neighbor has really given up on homosexuality.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, do you see what I see? I mean, it feels really good between us.
Oh, yes. I wanted to know if you guys are going to have a great weekend. Now, you can't see me, but the others can. And I'm going to explain this to you, but I'm going to demonstrate to them. This is body language, and it's very telling. Very telling. I didn't make this up either. But let's say I'm interested in Jim, and we're at the coffee clatch.
This isn't a card lesson, then. I thought you were going to show us something with a damn card.
No, but she can watch for these signals. Okay, let's say I walk over to him and I say, Jim, would you like some more coffee or however it's done?
Who are you playing?
I'm another person.
Just a person.
But in this case, it would be the guy. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's say.
So I got to pretend you got a schnitzelgruben swinging between your legs. Okay.
Might have a bigger one than you,
I'm not going to have a sword fight and find out.
Anyway, say he goes over and says to your guy, can I get you another croissant or something like that? And your guy answers, however. But if he goes over to him and he puts his hand on his shoulder, as I'm demonstrating, and says, hey, can I get you another whatever? That hand says a lot. That hand has made things very personal. Have any of you ever noticed that? See, the card readings are going to make you start studying everything because you're going to know the backstory, the inside story, what's really going on. All right. So, anyway, wanted to share that with you. But it is the husband. The wife, she's in La La Land. She doesn't know. You know, you have no idea, Lisa, and I've not looked, but you could have a tremendous, I'm trying to think of what the word is.
I don't know where you're going to help you. No idea where you're going.
You could have a tremendous underground of, say, swingers, gay people, all kinds of stuff going on, you know.
A lot of folks could have that around them and not really notice it.
A subculture is where I was going. A lot of people are oblivious. This wife is oblivious. She has no idea that he would like to bang your boyfriend.
Isn't that special?
Weird. This life,
well,
is,
life is weird, yes.
Would it be at the coffee or would it be at the party on Tuesday?
Let's go either or. Just be watchful.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Be aware.
But you said.
Okay.
What?
You said that he's not going to take the bait.
Oh, no.
Then why does she have to be watchful? She has nothing to worry about.
Because she'll know what this guy's up to.
And then what?
Well, and then she'll know a little something about human nature with the wife, who isn't paying any attention.
So if she doesn't notice this, nothing's going to happen. She doesn't need to get all freaky and paranoid, right?
No, if
I'm just saying, I'm throwing
Lisa's
the question. If
Lisa's guy was interested, well, they might go behind the barn or something.
Behind the barn, that's what we got to go back behind the barn. I got to show you something back there.
Well, you know, people are weird. You know, I mean, I have one dude that keeps hitting on me.
Understatement, yes.
People are weird is no God hell, yeah, they are. All right.
So anyway, you're going to have a very wonderful weekend coming up.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. And people are going to be so happy to see the two of you moving around and, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
True that.
Did anybody send you flowers?
No.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
No, that's a fact. Boy, now, I would have expected you to receive a complete flower garden.
From who, though?
From her friend.
No.
No,
you know what I get? I get from my neighbor, I get a lot of service-oriented. You know, a girlfriend of mine told me there's a book called Five Love Languages, and she said I get from my neighbor is service. I get service. He's always doing for me. He's always doing for me.
I think it's a fantastic little book. Get it.
What's it called?
It's about the Five Love Languages.
Okay. Oh, so the chick book.
Yeah.
No.
So what
service. Yeah.
Chick book.
My love language is I stay a lot, you know, I talk I talk what's on my mind. And he told me this morning and I just loved what he said. He said, I can't remember his exact words, but he said, you're my cheerleader, you're my coach. I don't know, I'm paraphrasing, I forget the exact phraseology. And that's a lot of growth from he and I being together, because at first he was so shut down.
Yes,
and he did not like to hear anything at all as far as, you know, positive feedback or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And Catherine is sharing with us that it's written by Dr. Gary Chapman.
So who the hell is that?
Now, there's different love languages for some people. It's the guy that wrote the book.
Okay, well, all right.
The there's love
language
is
touch. For some people, it's touch. Mine is giving. I'm a giver.
Who's this fucking doctor?
Jesus, man. You're so
fucking doctor. I love it. Who's that fucking doctor?
Yes. Yeah, so read it. If you get a chance, it'll, you know. Kim, I know you won't, but that's okay.
Well, what?
because you're going to come back and tell us all you don't have a love language. Like,
what are you talking about?
Reading the book.
There is a 0% chance I would pick up that book and read it unless there was a shotgun taped to my mouth. And I said, I'll read it, but how many pages, first of all? Then I still got to negotiate. Because it might be worth a trigger. It might be worth a bullet in the head if it's a big book.
How about The Road Less Traveled, which is a wonderful
book? Oh,
I've heard of that. I've never read it.
The best part that I ever read that was eye-opening for me in that book is that sometimes people keep having children because they're like little pets. And once they reach the stage where they're not a pet anymore, then they have to go have another one. And it made me wonder, is that why I have 5 biological sons?
I don't know, because otherwise you would have had 15. Because you wouldn't have stopped. You wouldn't have stopped if that was why.
Oh,
I mean, look at some of those families that have 10, 11 damn kids. Holy goat urine.
What
10, 11 children. What are you going to do?
You pass
holy
everything.
Goat urine.
Everything is passed off.
You almost got to live in a motel. 10, 11 kids.
Yeah.
All right, well,
let's
get back to
Lisa.
Yes,
everything looks cool.
Cool.
You have a brother here, and he came out in your reading. He's seeming very troubled about something.
Like an actual brother?
No,
yes.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he troubled?
No, he is. Yeah, he's dealing with stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and you know something? I think that he, like people who react too intensely about things. It's like I'm trying to think how to express that.
Well, so basically, is it too intensely or basically he's an overreactor?
That's a good, yeah, I would say he
overreacts.
Some
people overreact to everything.
That's what I would say.
And like when people like that, sometimes you don't even want to talk to them. It's like, as soon as I spin them off, they're going to spin up.
And he overthinks. A lot of
overthinks, and some people overfeel.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, you hurt my feelings really, really bad. It's like, Jesus Christ, I just said something about this, you know.
So, anyway,
yeah, my brother.
About your bro.
I don't know. You know, I'm learning a lot about my brother, but I still don't know. He's a deep well. He's a deep, quiet well. He's just a personality that I'm very, right now he and I are going through a phase where we're talking a lot, and I'm really loving it, and we're having fun with each other, but, you know, it's new, and I just really treasure it, and so, but you're right, everything you're picking up is accurate.
Good, well, it's not good, but, here's the thing I see about him, he never expects to be happy.
And yeah.
Well, he's a half-empty glass.
That's a sad trait to me.
You know, and sometimes it can be hard to resist, though, if you've gone through a series of bad things.
Right.
Why would you
Well, like Jimbo said, he's gone through a series of really bad things.
So if you go through a series of bad things, it's very easy to be the glass is half-empty person.
Yeah.
But he keeps working. He doesn't stop. He's a whirling dervish, and he's, you know, he eats right. He works out. He's got he works hard, and he's very artistic. Yeah, he does a lot of artistic stuff. So, yeah, I don't know.
Does anybody love him? Does he have somebody?
You know what?
That sounds like a country song. Does anybody love me out there? Sounds like a country music damn song.
He's a big hero in all of our books. We all adore him. And I feel very blessed to have this time with him that I do have when I do get the connection going with him and, you know, when we're talking and carrying on and all that. But he is very loved. He's deeply loved. But he may not feel it. I don't know. Who knows?
That's it. For one thing, there are some people, it's almost like they're allergic to love and happiness. They don't know how to receive it. And with you describing his life,
sure.
It almost sounds like, you know, Freud. I read a book that Freud wrote long time ago. The book he wrote, and he said some of us enjoy hurting and torturing ourselves. We do it to ourselves. It's not other people that are doing it to us. And that I thought was like,
yeah. I believe that is true to a lot of people, because you're right. Cause we can turn things around and say, oh, my God, everybody's doing crazy crap to me.
Well,
like, but they're not.
And all the women, all the women he's been involved with, ooh, especially all of them, you know, he's the one that, he always leaves. He's the one that leaves, and he doesn't do it to destroy them. He just sees no future, you know, when they're together. He just thinks, he doesn't abandon them. He doesn't hurt them. It's just, it's not a match for him. And so,
in a way, he's kind of a stranger in a strange land where love and happiness is concerned. And he's beating the hell out of himself at the gym and working himself to death. And sometimes it can be a form of, isn't that masochism?
Well, and a lot of times, you know it is. I remember when I used to run or sometimes working out, sometimes that's when you can get a little bit of euphoria there. Maybe that's the happiness he gets.
Oh, that could be. You're right. Good point.
Yeah, a lot of good physical workouts. I used to run.
Nobody will believe it.
The endorphins get
going. I will tell you, when she met me, I was a third of this person. I was a runner guy.
And there is a runner's high, trust me about that. I ran every single day. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that. And you've confirmed that is your brother right here.
Yeah.
So you and your neighbor, you guys have bonded. That accident, someday you'll both look back and think, you know what? That was the best thing that ever happened to us. As far as...
Oh, my God.
Bringing the two of you
not
together.
Physically, obviously.
No.
Yeah, but as far as another stepping stone into a relationship type thing.
Yeah, I hope so. I really hope so.
Word up on that.
All right. Here is your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Angel card. Subject is Be the Real You. You are the greatest. Okay, let me pretend I can speak and talk and read. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self. She's had this card quite a bit, I remember.
You know, and Lisa,
and I don't think she does.
Everybody joining us on Facebook is hoping that you are better soon. So that's a lot of energy coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, well wishes are good. You know,
thank you.
People believe in the wishes for energy, it is going to help.
Thank you. It's like Jimbo said, you know, has it been that much time already? And that's what's settling in. It's the nightmare. The reality has become a reality. I'm like we talk about it. When we get in the car, me and my neighbor, like we had to today to go do an errand related to this thing that happened to us. And people are cutting us off. People are driving in front of us. People are racing. We're putting brakes on.
You're hyper vigilant now. Where before, seeing it. Yeah.
You know what did that for me about being injured? Is when I drove a motorcycle for about 10 years. You become hyper vigilant. You start anticipating, trying to guess the guy's next move.
Yeah.
Because you're on a motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got almost like a mind reader. I can see this jackwad coming, and he's going to cut in front of me, so I'm just going to back off. So, you know,
And my neighbor, he's sitting there, and he's saying, I said, will you stop that? And then afterwards, he says, well, I'm just trying to help. And I said, no, keep it up. Do not stop it. Keep telling me because I need to hear it. And we almost missed a few, what do you call those, people plowing into us because they were, you know, coming into like roundabouts and almost hitting us. I had to put the brakes on. I mean, it's that kind of thing when we're out there. And I'm looking at him and I'm saying, I don't remember these kinds of things happening before the accident.
Yeah, well, you got a different focus now.
You do.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It will go away.
Yeah, eventually you'll be like you used to be, just feeling
normal.
It'll go
away. It'll go away,
yeah.
You know, like anything. All right, well, thank you.
Love you
very much.
Thank you.
Without you, darling.
And Friday is Rebel Card Friday.
Oh, I love
Friday.
You both. Thank
so,
you.
Love you too, honey.
Long time. We love you a long time.
Love you long time. What up, dog?
You, Sucky, Sucky.
Sucky.
Remember, that was from the Full Metal Jacket, remember?
I
love you long time.
I used to drink Sacky years ago. I used to drink Sacky.
And I was like, uh-oh. No, there we are.
I used to drink it years ago, and my boss would say, what do you want? Because she would have these parties, and I'd say, I like Sacky. Or how do you say it?
Were you doing the Sacky bombs? Were you doing Sacky bombs?
What's that?
No, I would just down it. I would just take the shot and down it.
Oh, no. Down it. Ba-boom.
Yeah.
Instead of sipping it when it's hot. Did you have it at room temperature, or was it heated?
No, I wasn't even a connoisseur. I don't even know what got me started on it. And I just, it was my drink for a period of time. And
that's cool.
And
that happens. We go through little drink things where we're just all over this, and then after a while, we're not. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll be here tomorrow. If you can be here, that's cool. If you can't, we understand. If you're out having a good time or something, we understand.
Well, we'll miss you horribly, but we would understand.
I'll miss you guys. I'll be here. My neighbor next door called me. He says, are you in the middle of your show?
You should just tell him that they should tell him that you're a co-host and you have to set aside some time. Just say I'm a co-host. I'm a co-host. They bring me in. I don't know when they're going to bring me in, but I have to be available.
That's very simple. That's a good thing.
And we would back you up.
Yeah, we would.
We would back you up on that. You could say, you don't believe me? Ask him. And I said, I'll tell him that he's our co-host. And we bring her in. She has to be available. We can't tell her when we're going to bring her in. She has to be here.
All right, Lisa. Carry on, my dear.
You own now. You pay a 4 hour. All right, take care.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, I just put her on mute. Yeah,
before we move on, Louise has put up something here as a comment that I'd really like to share with everyone.
Okay, I just turned the... We're Facebook now. That's where we're going.
Oh, you killed the show?
No, I didn't kill anything. I'm just saying we're turning to the Facebookers for a reading.
Okay. Well,
that's like
Louise said.
That's 100 words.
When we create opinions of ourselves, we can either use the parts that make us feel all the emotions of the low vibration side, or we use the better side, the higher vibration, is to view ourselves, be ourselves better light. If one struggles to view themselves in a bright light, then one needs to look into why we don't feel worthy to bring bright and change things. So we do. This, I feel, is our individual purpose for evolution. Just saying. And I think she's absolutely right. I agree with that. So I just thought I would share that. You know, we can learn a little something while we're having all this fun.
Fun. Tell her daddy takes the T-bird
away. Okay, Rachel, who's lost?
I just already asked her for morning, Dave.
Okay.
All right, Rachel's up. I just everybody. Blah, blah, blah. All right, we got our next reading. She probably said something earlier, but we can't scroll back. Let us know.
I feel like we talked about it a long time.
Probably, but Rachel has the floor, and everybody, she has the floor. I want to say the con, she's not in control, but she has the floor. The dishwasher's doing his thing, kicking butt.
Okay.
It's doing the voodoo that it do. I can hear a little bit of tink-tink, so it's doing a good job.
Also, we listen to what other people tell us we are. And that starts when we're young.
She didn't give us any info. Just, she's scared for him. She's got a... She got a lost friend, and she's scared for him. She says she's unable to find my lost friend, so she's looking for a lost friend.
Okay.
Go with that, and I'll scroll up and see if she did some more info.
You all read that Julian Sands has been found, that actor? And I thought he was a very good actor. He was found in Baldy Mountains?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Out in California.
I don't know which guy you're talking about.
He went missing in January, and when the hikers found him, he was in Arachnophobia as the professor.
Oh, that dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And other things.
Oh, yeah. But you're right. That was so many years ago, he probably doesn't look that way, because none of us do, because that was like 1,000 years ago when that movie came out. David is his name.
Okay.
Rachel, we want to know as much info you can tell us. You say lost. What do you mean lost? Is he lost? He got lost. You guys can't reconnect. Give us info about this.
You've
lost. How is it
him?
Lost? Yeah. Is he lost, like missing in a hike? Or is it lost, like you guys haven't talked for so long and you're having a hard time finding him again? That's the info we need. Well, Luis, we're doing a reading right now, so if you called in, we'd have to do that horrible thing and hang up on you. That'd be terrible.
Just hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to stand in line.
We must be out of callers.
Well, I haven't checked. Yeah, we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be a rough weekend with 4th of July in this country. In this country, it's going to be rough. UK probably didn't celebrate 4th of July. Imagine that. Okay, go ahead.
Or Australia.
Well, Australia doesn't give two shits about the 4th of July.
That's what I mean.
But I mean more personally. Historically,
you lost
who
contact
was warring.
And you're missing. These cards don't say he's missing. They say that he's at a great distance traveling. I get the feeling he is traveling. You know, and some people don't stay in contact when they do that. They just slip out of sight, not of contact.
And sometimes they can't because of cell phone service and maybe... They didn't, you know, if you leave out of the country, if you don't get a Wi-Fi, your cell phone's useless because you didn't pay for international shit because you're not rich, you know.
But I get the feeling that he's fine. Yep, that he's fine. I think there's a couple of friends with him, a female and a male, and they're really good friends. Maybe they're backpacking through some mountain area.
Is it, yeah. Do you think they might be going through Brokeback Mountain?
No.
Just asking. I have to ask. You know, that's my job is to ask.
You know what I want to say to you, though, Rachel? You didn't ask. But your cards indicate that you need love in a huge way. Do you feel kind of love-starved? You know, kind of screwed? Like, man, everybody else has got love and I don't got no love. It looks like you could really use some love, you know, of the soulmate kind, I guess. And if I'm speaking...
Not love like the meat thermometer type?
I don't think so.
Sometimes you got to get your oil checked and you need a dipstick. I'm just saying.
How did I ever get you on this show? was I smoking?
Peep?
Anyway,
you smoking
peep? You know, I got to tell you.
She said yes to one of those five.
Yeah,
you asked too many questions on this delay.
She needs love.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you, you are going to yet have love in your life, the kind that you feel so the yearning for. And it's coming. You will have it. And you know, the thing about love is so restoring, so healing, so all-compassing that it's like... being transformed like from a, what do you call them? A caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. And that's the love that's coming for you. So you might have to work on yourself a little bit and say, you know what? I ain't so bad. And look at yourself in the mirror and say, cookie girl, who wouldn't love this? You know, set yourself up in a energetic, positive state.
Speaking of which, holy shit.
Yeah.
slacking.
I know you're monumentally sad. You know, I'm going to tell you, learning this method, and I'm not trying to push this on anybody. That's why the entire mini lesson is free. It's going to help to change your life. It did me. I realized from my cards, I'm my own worst enemy. Always have been.
A lot of us are.
And that finding that out
made
me realize, wow.
Go get a carpet.
Yeah, this is crazy. But it was true. And you're going to start to be able to see your own healing happen. So anyway, don't worry about your friend. I feel he's just fine. He's off with friends. They're doing something on a big scale. Maybe they're up in Europe. You know, what do they do? Go bike riding. I don't know what people do in Europe. They go bike riding.
It's not like it's like Iceland or something. Europe do the same thing here. Europe, India. I mean, they do anything they want to do. They're from us. I guess he's from Australia, apparently. Right?
I'm
assuming.
Just,
or he was living there and he's traveled somewhere and you think maybe Europe. That's a long shot.
Rachel, I reserve the right to say, I told you so, darling.
But what?
That she's going to find love and happiness again.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, and the one
that's cool.
Of my favorite lines is, do you really think God would take you this far and leave you? Really? I don't think so.
All right.
On the water. Yes, they could be out doing some kind of boating thing. And that is maybe why they're, I don't know, aren't there cell phone towers in the middle of the ocean?
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider. All right.
So,
real quick.
All right, here we go.
Here's your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Angel card. Oh, this is the same card that someone who else had it, maybe Lisa. Subject is be the real you. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
And that's for Rachel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to, like, maybe put on a false front for somebody. It doesn't have to be about this subject. But
no.
In general, all right. She says she cannot wait.
Well, I'm glad. Keep that feeling of anticipation. All right? And it comes when it comes. You may not look your best. Oh, my God. Your clothes look like Swiss cheese. All kinds of paint on and whatever. And here comes along your knight in shining armor.
The Lancelot.
Who will love you just the way you are.
Loving every minute of it. All right.
All right. Who's next?
I asked. We shall wait.
You know, Catherine, that's a huge question. I wonder about that, too. It is time for mother love and care. And it could be. But I just think you've had some bad apples. To be nice about it. Bad apples. All right, Louise, you there?
Oh, we shall wait just a few more minutes.
What I just did.
What did you do?
Mixed up the deck.
They
By
flipped.
The way,
oh, they flipped.
I'm
that.
Going to
that
have
sucks.
Little. I'll tell you later.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm here.
There she is.
I'm here.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You are.
I
you look terrific.
Yeah, so I'm not
marvelous, marvelous.
I'm more concerned about things that are going around me.
How long is your hair?
Remember, this is you for.
And you've never seen it down. I lost my hair due to stress about 8 months ago. I went completely bald.
Oh my God!
So this is all new hair, regrowth.
Yeah.
So that's why I always have it up.
Who was that? Somebody.
I'm going to get it cut.
Was it
so
show?
I lost my hair too fast.
Oh, never mind.
But it's
grown
back.
Might have been.
To 3.
Wow, you lost every single bit?
Well, so what happened was before it went, I was wearing a wig.
Yeah.
But it was going bald, but new growth was coming through.
Right.
But I wore a wig for a bit.
What, it wasn't from medication or?
It was trauma.
Well, what can I do for you, darling?
And before you do anything for me, I do wish to elaborate.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like elaborating on this. But I do believe that all the people's judgments and comments and thoughts about ourselves is none of our business. We should not and shall not and will not take them on as our own. We have enough torment in our minds to take others' thoughts on about us.
Well, I want to tell everybody else, every time I read Louise's cards, I can tell that she is busy downloading all kinds of spiritual and metaphysical information.
I swear, Deborah, can you tell them to stop a little bit?
Well, think of it as like a laptop, you know, the downloading that's coming to you, and just visualize yourself turning it off. Okay.
And that's a good analogy because I've always thought I was riding the wave, but now I can sit at the beach and watch the sea calmly. It's my choice to ride.
Would you like me to look at the cards for you about?
I would like you to look at what the heck the spirits are trying to do here.
Okay, well, that's a good question. Yeah.
Because not the flashing. The thing is that the emotions are overwhelming me.
Yeah.
And the downloads I can deal with. But to bring in these scenarios and facts, I feel like I need to read people, I need to tell people messages, and I don't quite know how to.
That will come. And all this information that you're receiving is about preparing you for your future. I've always felt that you, from the very beginning, and we met quite some time ago.
Long time ago.
I always felt that you are like that Wendy who calls in. She has a calling on her life too. Her calling is to be an advocate for elderly people who can't speak to
themselves.
Yeah,
whatever capacity she can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you, you've got the light of the way in you. You just haven't fully accepted it yet, but you will.
It's hard to do that with it, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're going places, but you're young. You don't have to feel like, oh, my God, I've got one foot on a banana peel. I better get out there and
you know, the thing is that I know, but other people to accept that and to trust my ways is what I find hard to accomplish because I feel like, why would you trust me? What is it I need to say them,
Well, I had a lot of that insecurity and lack of confidence starting out a lot. It took me quite a while. But sometimes it's like you need somebody to come up behind you and push you in the pool. Push you in the pool.
Yep, sink or swim.
That's right. And that's how it was. When I landed 7-some years ago, the radio job, I thought, I'm terrified, and I don't know if I'm even good at this, but desire for me is greater than fear. So I'm not going to let this hold me back.
So I guess that. Yeah. So maybe the question is, so I'm not fearful, okay? I've got desire, but how is it that I can read with someone? Like, do I invest in a pack of cards? Because I don't use cards. Like, what is it that
some people don't have to use a thing. Okay, you can just read them from your own heart and soul. And the thing is, try to remember that spirit is speaking through you. Okay, spirit is talking through you. So you should learn to trust that. I've learned with the cards, the more bizarre it is that comes out, the more it's going to come true. Because crazy, I go with crazy all the time. And sure enough, there it is. You have a man coming along for you. First of all, I wanted to mention, people that have known you all your life may never believe who you're becoming. You know, like for me,
that I
like,
believe, yeah, that's true.
My family is like, oh, come on. You know, what's she doing out there now? But they don't, you know, they don't really believe it. It'll be all the others that are led to you. Okay, and there's a man. She's got a King of Hearts. Ooh, I love the King of Hearts because those are really good, caring men. Not that the rest aren't. They are too. But this one really resonates for me. And he is going to, together, you're going to team up. And I see you globally changing the world for the better. Look at all of these great prophets. You know, we could call them even reluctant prophets, are dying off. Wayne Dyer, gone. And you can start naming all of them. They're gone. Oh, he is a fantastic
guy. I don't know who Wayne Dyer is.
You don't? Oh, you got to look him up. Just look him up. It seemed like right in the middle of what I felt was like his ministry, the guy died. Yeah, so I guess his time was up.
But you got to go. You got
to
go.
But we're going to have new ones take their place.
There's always somebody. There's usually a lot of people waiting to fill his.
What was he?
Yeah, what was he?
I don't know how to. I'm not seeing on there. Somebody on there is going to say what he was. He was a motivational speaker.
What was his name?
Wayne Dyer.
Okay.
And is anybody responding to
it? Negative ghostwriter. It's a big delay.
Yeah, look him up, Wayne Dyer. You're going to find all
kinds. How do you spell Dyer?
D-Y-E-R, I believe.
Okay, there you go, like a dryer without an R.
So just remember, you're walking a path where you don't have to see where it's going, how far. All you got to do is just keep walking the path. Baby steps if you have to.
And that's okay. Yes, that's okay, isn't it?
And your ideas that you've shared with me, and I will keep them between us. Let me tell you, they are mind-blowing.
Okay,
awesome.
Good.
And don't give them away. Keep that.
Mum's the word.
Mum's the word.
And you got this. You got this under sure to come true. You are going to become a, trying to think of a good word. It's going to make tons of money. I feel there's a rest home here, but it's not for elders. Like,
is it a rehab type thing or something?
They're going to say it's a rehab.
I just throw something out. I don't know.
That is something that I've thought about completely, and I can't put the words on it. What is it? It's a savior. It's a savior thing.
I like that, and it's by the ocean. You are drawn to the ocean.
Shelter
yourself, and
it's going to be a shelter.
It's going to be a place of many facets.
Is it going to be Noah's Ark?
Where? What?
Noah's Ark.
Oh,
Noah's Ark. Two of everything.
Yeah. You're going to have celebrities coming. There's going to be people you're going to pick up off the street who are addicts, who are homeless. You know, it's going to be a retreat. But I like what you said about the savior place.
Yeah. Which an arc kind of symbolically is. All right. Angel card reading is Get Your Power Back. You have forgotten who you are. You're a child of the divine, so take back your power.
Yes, damn it. Take it back.
Take it back!
Yep. Can you say them words again, please?
Which words? Oh, the card
that I already buried in the deck. Let's see if I put it
on.
How far deep did you go?
There it is. Oh, I got lucky. Here it is.
Got it.
You're right there, so she can hear better.
Okay, get your power back. You have forgotten who you are. You are a child of the divine. So take back your power, Louise.
That's what it says. That's what I need.
Sure,
to hear.
She can actually see it. Flip the card around so she can see it.
Oh.
I need to hear it. Wow, that's what, honestly, thank you very much. That's what I needed. That's then.
You see, well, it was worth staying up late then.
So it's worth staying up late.
Or early, because it's, you know, the day you look at it.
Yes, because I'm dealing with stuff, which is not my issue, but helping his relatives. And I needed to hear all of that.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you got through. And I'm glad we were here for you.
And you stuck around for a long time.
Yeah, you did. You were
a long
with us.
Long
and you
time.
Okay?
Yeah.
What?
You been good?
No, we're good.
We're groovy.
Well, we're going to
groovy,
go.
Groovy, baby.
We've
got to
go. Yeah.
Salud.
Salud.
Yes. Close it.
Love to you all. Thank
love
you.
To you both. Mm-hmm. I mean, love to you.
Long, we love you long time.
Yeah, love you. Night-night.
Bye.
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow.
She's the sweetest thing, I swear.
Shall we...
Oh, we have to, people.
Yeah, but Friday's a different ballgame.
Oh, yeah, we will hang out tomorrow.
You do a pretty good job on Friday.
Good night, sleep tight, and good to dream to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream...
You know, Susanna, I like her accent.